And you're listening to a Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. So happy that you're all joining me today. You know, when you get a vaccination, it's kind of like a two-for-one deal. You not only get protection from COVID, but the Juno Chamber of Commerce says the economy also gets a boost. And to talk about that and that perspective on vaccinations today is Eric Forrest from the Juno Chamber of Commerce and also the Red Dog Saloon, and Robert Barr, the planning chief for the Emergency Operations Center for the City and Borough of Juno. And welcome to both of you gentlemen and joining us on Zoom. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Great. And Robert, how are you?
Doing well, Andy. Thanks for having us
today. Great. Eric, I'll throw it to you first. This idea about vaccinations not only being something that benefits people's health, but also benefits our local economy. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, this kind of grew out pretty quickly. We got a notice from the Alaska Chamber of Commerce that they received a grant from the federal government to distribute out to chambers to help encourage vaccinations. And so they split their money up into piles for each individual chamber around the state. And the Juno Chamber was awarded $45,000 if we applied for the grant. And we, of course, said, well, absolutely, we'll apply for the grant. So we got them, and then we figured out, well, what are we going to do with it? You know, we came up with all different kinds of ideas, brainstormed some different stuff. But in the end, we decided, you know, the best thing we could do was to make this money work twice and make it work to educate and help direct people to get their vaccinations, that last final group that we need to get over the 70% that Robert's so interested in. And we also wanted to help out our member businesses that have had a really tough year in a lot of ways. And so we decided if we took that money and invested it into 20 different businesses and bought gift cards, we would then donate those gift cards to the city, and they could give those out as incentive for people to come get their first or single shot vaccine during the month of June.
All right. So giving a little bit of a fun incentive to people as well.
Exactly. They get that. And then, also in addition to the gift card, which everybody can get, everybody's entered into a drawing for, I think, 5 $1,000 prizes at the end of the month. So you could also win some cash.
That's awesome. Robert, talk to me. Eric mentioned that 70% figure. Talk to me a little bit about how far we are towards that and also why that's such an important figure for you.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. So, you know, we're close to that number. As of today, 65.7% of the total population of Juno has gotten a first dose. 61.7% has gotten their full series complete, or they've gotten a single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So that's great. The 70% number, you know, it's honestly a little bit arbitrary. What we're trying to approximate with that is herd immunity. And we know that herd immunity is not an exact science. It varies from population to population. It varies based on all kinds of different factors, the severity of the disease, the presence of variants in any given community, but it's a decent approximation. It's a good goal, we thought, earlier in this pandemic to set for our community, in recognizing that if we could get to that rate, that 70% vaccination rate, that we were all just a little bit safer and more protected from COVID, both individually and collectively.
Is there a number there as far as an actual number of people? Does that mean 5,000 people we're trying to reach? Are we trying to, do you have a number in mind?
You know, based on where we're at right now, we need around 1,300 more people to get vaccinated, to get to 70%.
Not that many. It doesn't really, we're very close.
We're getting there. Our vaccination rate, it's slowly ticking up every day. We're definitely not vaccinating as quickly as we did earlier in the pandemic, but I'm heartened to see those numbers increase every day.
Eric, what are you seeing from people, or what are you hearing from people as far as their enthusiasm and this new angle on trying to approach it from an economic standpoint?
You know, it's twofold. I've heard a lot of thank yous from the businesses that we took that money and invested in, because obviously the business gets the money right away from buying the gift card, right? So that goes directly to the business. But I've also heard from, you know, anecdotally from some people around town, both my employees and some others that I've interacted with, that they were encouraged to go get their first shot. You know, maybe they were just waiting for the crowds to lessen up, or maybe they've just been really busy, or maybe they haven't had time. But this was another incentive for them to, like, you know what, I'm going to go get that vaccine. I'm going to get that gift card. I'm going to, you know, be safe and help my community. So, you know, I think especially with the younger people, we tried to target some businesses in the chamber that had been particularly hard hit by the pandemic. but also businesses that would appeal to those in that group that have yet to be vaccinated, something that they could, you know, use, whether it's a Bullwinkle's Pizza one, or whether it's a Heritage Coffee one, or a movie theater one, you know, a gift card that they would be able to choose from. So they have like two or three choices. They don't have to take whatever we give them. They have several choices at each event to choose from. And I've had several of my people that I know that have said, yeah, I got a Bullwinkle's gift card. It's great. You know, so it was definitely helpful.
Sounds good. Robert, early on in the pandemic, when then early on in the sequence of the public being able to get vaccinated, one of the big things that was talked about as far as the public health risk was overwhelming health facilities. What's the public health overall public health risk now for people that are choosing to not get vaccinated?
You know, that's a really great question. I was on a call earlier this week with some of the Department of Health and Social Services professionals that we consult with regularly. And one of the statistics that was shared that really stood out for me is that when you look back at all of the COVID hospitalizations that we've had throughout the state for the whole year, right, from January 1st until now, 97% of those were among individuals. 97% of those hospitalizations were folks who were unvaccinated. So I think, you know, that just really goes to show you that these vaccines are truly genuinely effective. They keep people out of the hospital. They keep they address that question that you asked, Andy. They help prevent our public health capacity or hospital capacity from getting overwhelmed.
And let's just to spell it out plainly for folks, the vaccine isn't an absolute guarantee that you may not contract COVID. And we're hearing that in the news, athletes and things like, you know, we sort of see, oh, so-and-so tested positive for COVID. But what we're hearing from health officials now is that the important thing is that you will be very highly unlikely to get seriously ill, even if you were to contract COVID if you're immunized.
That's right. That's an important point. The effectiveness of the vaccines can be thought of as sort of a spectrum, right? They are very good at preventing death and hospitalization, and they become less good, if you imagine that spectrum, at preventing less serious impacts of the disease. And nevertheless, they are still quite good at preventing you from getting COVID at all. But yes, vaccine breakthrough cases, that's what we call it when someone tests positive for COVID after being vaccinated, do happen. It is possible. But if you do have one of those, if you have a vaccine breakthrough case, you are much less likely to have a severe outcome if you've previously been vaccinated.
It seems like as far as mask wearing goes right now, there's really been a corner turned. Just speaking locally, I haven't really been anywhere else. So just, walking around in Juneau, going to stores, that sort of thing, people are choosing to not wear a mask. What's the CBJ policy on that? While we have you on the line here, Robert, just to get it straight from you, what's the CBJ policy on that, and what's sort of the advice that CBJ health professionals are giving as far as mask wearing?
Yeah, that's a good one. So our COVID mitigation strategies mirror CDC guidance on that topic right now, which is that if you are not vaccinated, or if you are vaccinated, we'll start there, then you can choose not to wear a mask in indoor environments. And the reason why the CDC has come out with that guidance is because of numerous studies that have really driven down and demonstrated the effectiveness of these vaccines, both at preventing you individually from getting sick, at preventing you if you are exposed from exposing others to the disease. So that's the guidance if you are fully vaccinated. If you're not fully vaccinated, you are still required under our mitigation strategies to wear a mask when you're in an indoor public setting. If you're in an outdoor crowded event. So think about the 4th of July parade coming up. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, you're required to be masked at that event. That does mean that we'll see a lot of kids in masks, right? Because kids under the age of 12 are not yet eligible for vaccination. And that is also, I think, a great reason or a great incentive for people who aren't yet fully vaccinated yet, right? So 2 weeks after your final dose, to wear a mask as well to keep our kids safe and get them ready for school when it reopens in the fall.
Eric, I think one of the big reasons why there's a, I would guess why there's a push right now, especially among businesses, is the news that, in fact, we will have at least a partial cruise tourism season this year. Is that part of what really is motivating you to make sure that we're ready and prepared when cruise ships start arriving?
I could take that one. And Eric, I bet you might have some comments on cruise ships.
I will, but you go first.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the thing to realize about we are hearing that we'll see some cruise ships late this summer. I think the first large ship is scheduled to come in a little bit over a month from now, towards the end of July.
Which ship is that? I just hadn't heard that news.
You know, it's one of the Royal Caribbean of the Seas ones. I think it's Ovation of the Seas. Is it Ovation? Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that I think is important for everyone to know about that is all of these cruise ships that will be coming into town this summer will be coming in with vaccination rates that'll be higher than what our vaccination rates will be locally, right? 95% is the standard the CDC has set, and I'm relatively confident that they will all meet that goal. If we want to see cruise ship tourists and passengers, you know, disembarking and engaging in our local economy and tours and shops and what have you, it is important that we too sort of try to meet that goal and be on equal footing.
Well, that's interesting. What I hadn't really thought about it, but what's happening with these cruise ship passengers that are coming off is that's a group of people that are highly aware of vaccination and vaccination rates, right? And that they put that foot forward in order to get on the ship. So I would think that you would want to make sure that your community is known for also being highly aware of vaccinations and the benefits of them.
Yeah, I think that's really important. You know, I think Robert made a really good point that, you know, we're excited for these ships. You know, as the president of the chamber, I can tell you we're very excited that there's some ships coming into town. It's by no means, a panacea to the problems that the business community has faced, but it will go a long way to making it, making these businesses able to make it to next season. They have to go through a whole nother winter of the little or no business. So I think that this 8 weeks that we are going to see one cruise ship a day, maybe two on a certain day, but certainly not every single day, will go a long way. And the chamber is really excited about the fact that, you know, Robert said that, you know, the cruise lines, that group of people is going to be coming in at a vaccination rate of 95%, which is going to be well above where we're at. And so I think that's an important thing to get out there. The other thing that, you know, the chamber's helping and with the city's help is that we've got some signage out there that you can, anybody can get from the chamber. You can get it from junochamber.com. And it's a very nice, easy to read sign that the city came up with. It basically just says, if you're fully vaccinated, masks are optional. If you're unvaccinated, masks are required. And I've seen that sign on lots of businesses around town. And I think that goes a long way to making it clear to everybody, visitors and locals alike, where we're at in terms of masks and when you walk into a business.
Yeah, I've seen those masks as well. Eric, one more time, just let us know what's this kind of fun program that's being put together with the Juneau Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with the CBJ?
It's a great program. We're able to do it thanks to the Alaska Chamber. We received a grant. We turned that grant into business for local businesses. We used it all on local Juneau businesses. And you can go through the end of June at any of the city sponsored clinics, and they're all over town. I know there's one coming up at the movie theater. There's one at the downtown movie theater, one at the Valley movie theater. They're moving them all around town to make it easy for people to get to. You go in there, you get your first or your single shot vaccine, and you will be able to choose from your choice of several different gift cards from local merchants. You can take that gift card and go spend it at a local business and help that local business out. So it just goes all the way around. All that $45,000 that we received, the 100% of it is being reinvested back into the local economy, which I think is going a long way. And the chamber is very happy to partner with the city on it. The city's done an outstanding job, and we're just happy to be there to help them get the word out and get the vaccination rate up around that 70% number.
Very cool. And of course, five lucky people will get into a drawing, right? Well, everyone gets into a drawing, and five lucky are chosen. For $1,000, clams, cash.
$1,000 cash at the end of the month. Robert's going to I don't know, he has some computer magic generating thing that will generate random numbers, and those will correlate with a person, and that person will be notified that they won $1,000. They don't have to do anything. All they got to do is go in and get a very simple shot. And one quick thing I wanted to say also is that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that, why haven't got your shot? Well, I'm worried about side effects, you know, and the side effect issue, I think, is really over-exaggerated by the media. And, you know, the vast, vast majority of people who get an injection have little or no side effect whatsoever. A sore arm maybe for 24 hours, just like if you were getting a regular vaccine any other time of your life.
Yeah, so it was just like a flu shot or just like any other vaccine. And I got a shingles vaccine, which was much worse, actually.
Yeah, that's one. But yeah, I agree. And I think it's important to put that out there for people to understand that, the vast, vast majority have had no reaction or just a sore arm. And so there's no big deal. You go in, you get your quick shot, you get a gift card, and go have a nice dinner with a friend or family member.
Well, Eric Forrest from Juneau Chamber of Commerce and Red Dog Saloon, and Robert Barr, Planning Chief for the Emergency Operations Center at the City and Borough of Juneau. Thanks so much to both of you for talking to us a little bit about this really awesome program that CBJ and the Chamber of Commerce are putting together. It's a $20 gift card for anyone that goes in and gets a vaccine between now and the end of June, and you also get into a drawing for $1,000 in cash. Thanks to both of you for coming in and explaining the program to us.
Thanks for having us, Andy.
All right, no problem.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, thanks, Robert.